This is the Don and Mike Show.
They do magazines. Have you been hiding bosom rags from me?
Trying to.
These magazines are from before we were married. Maybe you should throw them away.
But I need them for the articles.
The articles, eh? So, you wouldn't mind if I cut out all the erotic nudes?
Of course not. Why would I want to look at a nude woman I'm not even married to?
Okay, here's your precious articles.
Thanks, Marge. I can't wait to read about sport fishing with Sonny Jurgensen. Oh! What man would want you now?
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
Thank you, Sonny.
Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, everybody in the world is going to get these gay websites. And there is no doubt. I'll pass you this in a second so you can take a look.
You got a talent show?
Yes. Actual webcam photos and messages are source claims that Clay Aiken sent to him. And that it's obviously pictures of Clay Aiken on a webcam.
What's his screen name? Does it say?
No, it doesn't. But he says, I really want to find a guy, but it would have to be someone I could trust.
Okay.
Then the next picture, he says, I love to cuddle and kiss. I'm an extremely good kisser.
Oh.
These are all close-ups of his face. Then it says, I'm very careful about what I do. I don't trust the security of this camera.
Yeah.
And then it's his...
Probably good instinct there. Right, rightly so.
And,
yeah.
And then right after that, it's a shot of his naked belly. And it says, I don't think I qualify as gorgeous. My chest is boring and white. There you go, Mike.
All right.
That's for your perusal. I'm not sure exactly what site that comes from.
But this is John.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
Hey, John. Everybody's been emailing us this. What site are they going to find this Clay Aiken?
I have no idea. I've gotten like 7 or 8 emails with those pictures on it.
Yeah, but it's obviously not a Photoshop deal because we're getting this from all kinds of people.
Right. There's no. They're all just attached to the email. There's a website link on them.
All right. So anyway.
So obviously this was posted somewhere where somebody found it.
Right. Yeah. So,
it's probably not the original site. You know, it's probably all over the web anyway.
Yeah, it's probably not true. It's all alleged anyway.
Oh, Joe says he's got the website. He's bringing it in.
Okay. Oh, very good. Thank you.
All right.
Of course, there are the pictures.
Goodbye. Bye now.
It says actual webcam photos and messages. Our source.
What is this
Clay sent to him?
Joe. What is it, Joe?
I've gotten several calls saying it is pink is the new blog.com.
Blog?
Yeah.
P-I-N-K.
Buzz,
it's a blog. You better be careful.
N-E-W-B-L-O-G.
That's the thing we are worried about today.
Yeah, be careful if it's not a regular news source like the Smoking Gun.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, I remember that meeting.
I see it now.
So this is all... We have no idea whether this is true or not.
Sure, I'll follow it up.
Sure do look like him, though.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, look at Buzz found it there on his computer.
Pink is the new blog, and there are the Clay photos. And it's supposed to come out in the Inquirer tomorrow?
Tomorrow. All right, so good. Go to that website now and check it out. Let's see. Here we go. How about a Russian guy who writes anthems?
Yeah. Of course, Boris.
Every country has its own national anthem, and now businesses can as well. There's a guy in Sacramento named Stan. Any idea on this last name?
Yeah. Oslavsky.
Olenek. Olenek? Olenek. Olenek.
Olenek.
Olenek.
How spell it? How you spell the name?
Olenyck.
Stravinsky. Rachmaninoff.
He's ready for the call, right?
He's expecting the call.
This is Stan Stosh Stanley.
No. This is his website?
Yes.
Anthem. Enthem. Anthem. Get it like the way a Russian guy would say it.
Anthem.
Well, because it's E, because it's the computer.
Oh.
Anthem. See, I like Don's response better. We will make Anthem for you to play for business.
Hello, Stan?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Stosh.
Stryker. How are you, Stanley?
On the show of the Living Legend.
How are you? It is good to have you on the show today.
Hey, where are you from, man? Nice accent.
We are from Washington, D.C. with Russian accents there. You have a nice, thick Russian accent, don't you, Stan?
Well, we'll see. Maybe I don't.
You will wait in line for toilet paper.
All sorts of special, either toilet paper or chickens.
Big Mac, 1 million rubles.
Stanley, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yes, sir.
When did you come over from Russia?
I came from Russia at the age of 17.
Yes.
And I'm 22 right now, so in 2001.
Just a short time ago.
Did your mama have mustache?
You can ask her that question.
What is favorite food? You like borscht?
My favorite food, yeah, borscht sounds good. I like a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff in America.
He's got great phone, I can tell you that.
Do you got vodka?
We have vodka, but I'm not a drinker. I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, that might be a problem if you don't drink. How can you be good Russian and not drink alcohol?
Well, I wouldn't say that all good Russians drink alcohol, I think.
Yes, they do, my friend.
Good Russians will not drink alcohol.
I thought that was great tradition in the Soviet Union.
Now, Stash, you were nice enough to write an anthem for our show that we're going to play here in a moment.
Thank you.
Bravo.
If we had come to you and bought this through your service, how much do you charge to write a song about a business or a person?
Yeah, here's the deal. I write.
Pay that man his money. He beat me straight up, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. All night long, he check.
That's funny.
No.
Yeah.
He beat me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
You ever see Rounders?
Stan, you know Teddy KGB?
John Malkovich?
John Malkovich.
You ever see the movie Rounders?
Yeah, I've heard of that character, but I didn't watch the movie.
Ah.
It's like one big nightmare, isn't it?
Because I stick it in you. The 20 grand, Mike, you're playing with. It's my 5 grand. It's yours. I stick it to you. And he does a little dance.
And he looks over at that grandma.
It's a good movie. You should see it.
There's your future.
Stan, you are sometimes watching Moscow on the Hudson?
What? Didn't get that?
Do you watch Moscow on the Hudson?
Moscow on the Hudson?
Yes, a movie with greatest American comedian.
Steve Martin.
No, I didn't see that movie. Sorry,
Steve
guys.
Martin plays Russian who comes over with circus band.
What about Jackoff Smirnoff?
Smirnoff, what are you talking about? Vodka?
No, famous Russian comedian.
Jackoff
Smirnoff.
No, that's not the right pronunciation.
Listen, how much would it cost if someone wants to go to your website and have you make an anthem for them or their business?
Yeah, here's the deal. The anthem will cost $499.
That is bargain.
Wow, yep. So we got a song on the cheap.
Yeah, it's a good bargain, and you're about to listen to the job that we've done for you guys.
Now, what do you get besides album or anthem? You get any other treats like T-shirt or some prize with what you pay?
Here's how it works, but please don't interrupt me because I wanted to explain my idea.
No, I'm sorry, I can't help it. We love to interrupt.
We interrupt everybody. That is style of show.
Because
stuff.
I cannot explain if you guys interrupt.
No, okay. Well, then forget the explanation. Let's just hear the song.
Yes.
Let's hear the song.
Let's
hear the anthem.
Let's get right to the anthem.
The anthem is called Driving Home with Don and Mike. How long did it take you to write it?
Actually, me and Ruth Greenwood, we wrote the song together. She did most of the job. I did, however, the chorus, the funny part.
Ah.
Any relations to famous country artist Lee Greenwood?
No, it's Ruth. Ruth Greenwood.
I know, that's why I said
any relations. I hope the chorus is good.
So we did it in about a day.
About a day.
Wow. All right. Thank you.
Now, do you sing on this, sir?
Not on this one. I did sing on the previous anthems, but this one was being made by a friend of mine, Miroslav Chernetsky. He is a 18-year-old musical wonder. And he's
a musical wonder?
Josh Groban.
How many?
He's really good.
How many musical instruments used on Intim?
What we do is we have a special guy who is doing this on his cord.
Special guy
on his cords?
Yeah, he's doing this on his cord.
Corduroys?
Piano, the digital piano.
Oh, that's him.
So now the guy's using computer.
The guy's website is Enthem, ENTHEM.com.
Uh-huh.
And now let's hear, for the first time ever, a world premiere.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Our anthem, the official anthem for our show, Driving Home with Don and Mike. Yeah, let's make this a big deal.
Perfect.
Now, is this true? It's 3.5 minutes long?
Yeah, it's $500 worth.
Get ready for world premiere Don and Mike exclusive.
Not only made by a Russian guy,
mm-hmm.
but made by a Russian guy from Sacramento, California.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to be loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vow me. So without further ado.
Is there title to song? Oh, yes, you mentioned before.
Here it is.
It's Driving Home.
Driving Home with Don and Mike. No, I kid.
That was fleeting sound effect.
Now, I got a pretty good ear for a hit record. This ain't one.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
I'm kidding, it's fantastic.
Not such devotion makes me choke at tears. I listened there enough and broke back here. Thought that I should make that very clear. It's a party without the beer.
God.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Oh, God.
Simply make my day more bright. No matter if my wife's at home.
$500.
I ain't going back till I'm finished with the show.
We're getting some kind of interference.
The crowd's gone wild.
Jason doesn't rob a wagon on TV.
Wow, wow.
They used to talk about their lovers explicitly. Turning down for those wet blankets at the FCC.
Okay.
But it's been a while.
I don't know what to do now.
Yeah. Here comes the chorus again.
It still sounds very
or I guess not.
I bet here it comes now.
The chorus.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
With Don and Mike. Well, I'm going to just kind of fade it out there, I think. That was pretty good, but it's not as good as this. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you made us the song, but we were looking for something like this.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think they are remarkably similar.
Oh, Mike. Just before that is an insult to the Elvis Cup.
I think there's only one way that we can prove me right, and that's to play them at the same time.
I'll go from one to the other.
Okay.
Now, hey, Ed Rusky, are you still there, my friend?
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is the Elvis Cup song.
Come see the Elvis Cup and ask us what's up. If you don't know who it was who said that Elvis is still dead.
Ties right in.
Hey, there you go.
Told you had a fashion brand new home.
God.
And 100 reasons why we love those crazy guys.
Crazy guys.
Just remember, Elvis is the top.
I can't tell you.
He's the top and the best of all.
They're both great.
Sing and rock and roll.
Jesus.
Come see the Elvis come. Ask him just what's up at home. Yeah, I love driving home. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Thank you.
very much. So come see the witchcraft. I love driving home. Yeah, I love driving home. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Fleeting.
Okay, well, what can I say, but...
Gracious, that's stupid.
Oh, now.
You called that music.
Stop that.
I'm dazzled. I am dazzled.
That was beautiful. Oh, and nice. Stan, what can we say, but thank you.
Stan, we thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Like I said, it's a pleasure to do something for the living legend.
Well, you know what?
And using the opportunity, just wanted to congratulate you guys on being on air for 20 years together.
I think you have...
It's a big accomplishment. It's a rare
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly faded away.
Don't be playing the Joe Gibbs song.
No, that's inappropriate.
That's not like the Elvis Cup.
No.
And that's not like the new anthem for our show.
No, it's not the same thing. And, you know, after hearing that song, I feel more legendary.
Our coach is Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs! We love your legacy. Joe Gibbs! Welcome back to the
show. Oh, pleading sound again.
Okay,
enough. Guys?
Okay, Stan, listen, we are humbled. We are humbled by this.
Incredibly humbled.
And thank you very much. We will have a link on our website to your website, and perhaps even, do you have the lyrics somewhere, Rob?
I do. You should read stanza three.
Stanza three? Okay. Let me see. I think I've got the chorus.
Uh-huh.
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Yes.
They simply make my day more bright. And no matter if my wife's at home, I ain't going back till I'm finished with the show. Dennis Murphy, Charlie M., and Homo Joe, say you are not listening if you do not know. Who is it who said that Elvis is still dead? And who told you how to trash your brand new phone? And 100 reasons why we love those crazy guys. Yeah, I like driving home. I love driving home. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Oh, that is nice.
Good.
That is very nice.
I'm glad you had to stop down to
One more comment I just wanted to make.
Don't cry, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Anthem,
hold it together.
I'm sorry, man.
How the anthem will sound. It can be in any manner or in more serious, professional, you know, manner.
Okay,
whatever anthem you want.
Yep, yep, whatever you say.
You got it, and we want to thank you very much for your time. Stan, thank you for the beautiful song. And perhaps we can include this in the transcript of today's show on the website, the lyrics to Driving Home with Don and Mike.
No problem, guys. You have my permission. It's your song, and you own the copyright.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you. The song on my website for other people to hear and listen to.
Ah, that's okay. A good idea. Do you need to talk to him?
I think so.
Thank you very much, Stan.
Thank you, Stanley.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on a second.
Eric, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for coming to the show. Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks.
What did he say, Don?
This is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Oh, for the birds, Boris.
Stan?
Oh.
Stan?
Oh, did he hang up?
He hung up.
Too bad. We'll never know.
Unfortunately, he had difficulty with phone and slight language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to splash the pot, he will splash the pot whenever the F he pleases.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Timmy. I'm the manager at O'Mara's. Wanted to see if I could get the information so we could get an anthem for everyone here at the restaurant.
Oh, shut up.
Is that really somebody from the place?
No, of course not.
Bye!
Please.
You don't have a Timmy?
We don't have a Timmy. We don't have Timmy.
That's unfortunate.
That is big, fat lie.
Flop the nut straight.
Satisfied now, Teddy?
Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it. What the f*** are you talking about? That's it. Take it back, Teddy.
Yet.
Yet.
No more.
No more.
No. Not tonight. This son of bitch all night. He
check.
He trapped me.
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yet.
He beats me.
Beats me.
Straight up. Paid that man his money.
That is the best Russian accent. That is John Malkovich. That is fantastic. Great.
Got on the red, like 1970s Adidas jogging suit top.
Right. And these classic pants that make him look fatter than he really is. That maybe they were padded. I don't know. It was great. Just a great look.
Anyway, that's the Russian guy.
That's right.
And
that's the Russian.
Okay. Just in case you didn't get enough of it the first time, this is just a taste again of our brand new anthem. Thank you. Thank you.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
You know, I'm thinking about it now, and now I'm thinking about Sally Struthers.
Really? Why are you thinking about Sally Struthers?
Because I'm thinking, with the $500 that this song would have costed, imagine how many kids we could have fed.
Or Sally.
It's a party without the beer. I love driving home with Dawn and Mike.
Get this right over to the lawyers. I don't know. They'll enjoy it.
I'd like to hear Linda Feldman sing this.
No matter where.
Was she singing it as she was walking out of the building? I love driving.
I ain't going back to my bed.
La 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 la. La la la.
La la.
Sing with me, William H. Macy, or whoever that guy was.
Dick Vermeil. Jerry Van Dyke. Lawyers Jack.
Lawyers Jack. Come on, man.
Okay, and I've got to say it. What do you call 10,000 dead lawyers at the bottom of the sea?
I don't know, Don. What do you call 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the sea?
That's a good start.
There you go.
Okay, now that you're ready to laugh.
Yes.
We had attempted this last week. We gave it one segment. It didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
We didn't get a winner. So we're going to, once again, ask you to make John Norman laughed.
Right. Yes, because usually you get a winner on that feature, and, well, he left unsatisfied.
Yes. Didn't happen last week. It was one of those deals where we had a busy show going, and we were running out of time. The deal is, as always, call us at 877-365-3636. This is not like a Bob and Tom joke of the week thing.
No.
It's very simple. Make John Norman laugh.
Right, right.
John is the newest addition to our show. He filled in Beth Ann's spot. He is, and incidentally, he is still soaking wet from sitting back there.
We tried to remove the spot.
In her spot.
And he doesn't care.
Now, you can tell a joke. You can tell an anecdotal story.
Mm-hmm.
A riddle, or you can do a funny voice.
Or maybe just a slice of reality.
Something original, yeah. Sure.
But all you got to do is truly make the guy laugh.
Today, all funny comments and jokes will be run through the CBS legal department.
Yes.
Then they'll be funnier.
Yes, absolutely. They'll make them better.
They can help.
You know who would be a good person to add to the CBS legal department? Who's that goddamn talking baby that we hate so much?
Baby Bob.
From the Quiznos commercials, right. and from the short-lived TV show. Because remember, don't forget, as they told us today, whenever you do the show, you got to imagine you're doing the show with a kid in the car.
Yeah, I hope you like the jokes there, John.
There's my attempt at Baby Bob.
We're doing the show.
Sorry about that. They can't all work.
So, that's right. 877-365-3636. We put 10 minutes on the clock. We bring John Norman, who is not humorless, but has a very dry, I would almost say, gallows sense of humor.
Yeah, we gave people a tip last week. He enjoys the misfortune of others.
Yeah, it's a good time for the haters to call.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah, thank you.
All of Rob's friends. Uh-huh. Give us a call right now.
It's a call out to all my buds.
At 877-365-3636.
Yeah.
Calls are unscreened. Make John laugh. And, oh, and the prize today is $200 and the MP3 player from Samsung and Circuit City.
Can't get it out.
What?
I like driving home with Don and Mike. It's fantastic.
Very catchy.
It's in my head. It's not going out of it.
That's right.
You can have it when we leave tonight, if you like.
I'll take it home. Yeah. Clap your hands. It's a nice little two-step.
Yes.
I'm thinking of a word. S U C K.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Sucky.
Such devotion makes you choke back tears.
Yeah, choke back tears.
Hi, Mike.
Hold on, now I'm getting more words, more letters.
Yes.
I E S T. Suckiest.
Oh, I see.
Hi, Mike.
I love driving.
I'm getting a D at the beginning and an N at the end. Deportation.
That was too gay.
That was a tape of Buzz.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't know that that's a tape we have. That yes. It actually comes in so quickly.
That was too gay.
Not a tape. It's Buzz every time.
It's Buzz really what he comments on the show every day.
Hey, Buzz, what about that shirt you're wearing?
That was too gay.
Uh-huh. Hey, Buzz, what about those pants that you're wearing?
That was too gay.
No.
Hey, Buzz, what about that stuff that you put in your hair?
That was too gay.
One trick pony.
That's Buzz. Hey, how about the way you felt about that male lawyer today?
That was too gay.
Don, that's a little repetitive.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there, Billy Big Boy. Everybody, come on, sing with me.
Yeah. No.
No. And free.
Come on,
that was too gay.
Sing with me, faggot.
I might.
It's still some very great.
Everyone now.
I love driving home with Dawn and Mike.
It's brilliant.
Stop it.
Bye.
Bye.
You know what? This is crap.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's wonderful crap.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Make a make. John Norman laugh,
mm-hmm.
Win $200 and the MP3 player from Samsung and Circuit City.
Stay tuned for more great talent.
The MP3 players are a courtesy of Samsung. Check out Samsung's HD TV with DLP technology. Learn more at Samsung.com or Circuit City.
Man, I just can't get enough of it.
Off you go.
Okay, well, here you go. It's yours. There you go. Catch.
Oh.
That's for you.
I get to take it home?
For your car.
Thank you.
Hey, now.
What?
You dropped it. Threw it in the garbage.
What I do.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.